Good morning and welcome to Family Life. Your host, Salima Muhammad and Dr. Nadia Muhammad. This program is sponsored by New Africa Excellent Murad Speaks. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful. I greet the listening audience in the peace of Assalamu alaikum. We are upon a new year. Happy New Year 2022. To my guests and the listening audience, this week we have Dr. Nadia Muhammad. Dr. Nadia Muhammad, welcome. And our show sponsor, the Murad Muhammad. To both guests, Dr. Muhammad, welcome. And to the Murad Muhammad, welcome to Family Life. Dr. Nadia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum to the listening audience.
Alaikum assalam.
It's a blessing to be here in 2022. It's always a pleasure to be part of this platform and to be able to share information and to be able to connect with the audience. So thank you again for having me on the show today.
Very good. We're going to begin our roundtable with the Murad Muhammad. What is on your mind this morning in the new year? Do we have Murad Muhammad on the call?
Brother Murad, are you on mute? If you are, if you could just unmute yourself.
Mute.
Okay, we have a
can you hear me?
Well, we have you. We have the Murad Muhammad. Yes, sir. The show's sponsor, New Africa Excellence. We do have you on. Can you hear us well?
Can you hear me? I can hear you very well.
Yes, we can hear you well. And Dr. Muhammad, we have you here, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We have everybody here. So my question was to Murad Muhammad. Let's start off this way with the round table. We've had a wonderful, phenomenal year here at Family Life. And we have broached many, many subjects and that affects the family in general. If we may have you, the sponsor, Murad Muhammad, speak to the purpose of the show and what we're essentially trying to do with this particular broadcast.
Is that a question?
Yes, sir.
Well, once again, it's a pleasure and an honor to hear from two sisters. Father that I know very well, and to watch you all grow up. You got the oldest one working on her PhD because she's not going to let her little sister outdo her. She did get her doctorate degree first. And there's a lot more behind you in that family. Our children in the family shooting to be PhD and whatever field that they choose. But the one thing I have to say, and I always say it, I give a lot of respect to Minister Louis Farrakhan. I love him. He loves me. What he has done is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, to educate ourselves. As we got older and read in the Holy Quran, it says, study from the cradle to the grave. And this family here decided to do that, including the offsprings, want to be educated. You have to motivate that because there's trials and errors in the world. People get hung up sometimes on money. and some's on their morals. You get hung up in this world and you pass a lot of things by. You all started very early. 9 of you all coming to the masjid, to the temple at the time. And we was raised properly, including myself. We had to learn to be able to know ourselves, because you will not know what you want to do in the world if you don't believe in yourself. So the Almighty Muhammad made us believers. Ms. Farrakhan advocated that. Wallace D. Muhammad advocated that. Look at us today. The world is going around and a lot of things are happening, but we're really not in that world. We're in the world that God created us. Be all that we can be. Those who choose to want something out of life, they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And some women, their children early, they can grow up with their children and live their whole life by the time they get 40 or 50. And some people start late. It's your choice. You got to put up with those little ones while you have those going through that struggle of getting your education. However, that choice, and women can choose that which they want to do and how they want to do it. But the reason why chose both of you, because of your education ability, both of you, and more important, the way you was raised. You didn't know this world. You didn't know how to smoke or drink or get high, because it was taught to us. We don't smoke, it's a fool. Fool on one end and fire on the other. We didn't drink, because we didn't want to intoxicate our mind, get high. And that's very rare. This is why you get first place, because most people, they're on drugs, they can't do their work. They're on alcohol, they're drunk, just mentally, physically, spiritually. It doesn't make them bad people. It makes them, well, victims. How the world is going around. We didn't have that. You know what? Found out most people don't give credit to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. America should respect what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has done in society. Part of that. Not going anywhere. I didn't have no one to teach me. I learned at a young age, my God, man does become inferior. And I say it to some of the most powerful men in the society that I sit with. I said, well, the Honorable Muhammad taught hate. I said, no, he didn't. He was a racist. No, he wasn't. He just loved us better than he loved you all. Because y'all didn't need us. It was the people that dictated and ruled and that get back. Now Elijah Muhammad told us that they were devils. Now, I understand that, and I said, don't bet. He turned it around, because we was animals, 3/5 of a human being. We respected, we feared them, and thought they was God. Now, Elijah Muhammad said to us, that devils. Why did he call them devils? All of them. Because he didn't have time to teach us what snake was a poison snake, what snake will kill you. There's a garden snake that won't touch you. He didn't have time to teach us that. I don't care how unintelligent you were, how deaf, dumb, and blind we was, why he loves the devil. And he took that man that was superior and over us, called him the devil. He said, well, who are you? He had a black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization, God of the universe. That got all of our attentions. Believed it. We believed it so strong that we didn't believe Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him, was over top of us. Believe it or not, we became black devils because we didn't fear them. They knew we would give our life out of Elijah Muhammad. That's why he passed away on the will of Allah. Touch him. He was Simon Says. He came, but we found out who was Simon. He said, do it and it's done. But more important than that, before he passed away and I was sitting right there in his life, he said, don't look at people as the color of one's skin. That's in kindergarten. Get out of the kindergarten. Brothers, who's your brother who treats you like a brother? Your enemy is your enemy who treats you like your enemy. I changed tremendously. Wow. Why? My grandma was white. I hate all of them but him, her. Grandpa was not white. He was an Indian. But the point was that I never hated my grandma. Taught us what she needed to teach us. And she had 11 children. Part of the world Hitler was from. Escaped here and ran into an Indian. They had 11 children. My daddy was one of them. I understood right away human beings and certain human beings just turned devil. Do that. We can change overnight. Elijah Muhammad used to say, check them out. Me and Eliyahu and Salome was together and together all day. When we opened up that temple, we had to check each other. He said they can turn overnight. I didn't understand all of that to the day I can come to the understanding. That man taught us well. Look at Mr. Farrakhan. Ms. Farrakhan, that I believe was Malcolm, came from the streets. A pimp, he was a hustler. All the things he shouldn't have done. Ms. Farrakhan was a calypso dancer. White man's heaven is a black man's hell. Muhammad Ali, home with the mill and threw it in the river when they wouldn't let him dinner or eat lunch. Black man's area. That all turned us around. Those are the three musketeers. All turned around at them. They've gone down in history, done tremendous things to their name in this library, this street, this, et cetera, et cetera. But they do that for us. But they don't like to credit it to the one that's alive. What I wanted to do today, say what's on my mind. I studied the Quran, student of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, and I know personally Imam Waruddin Muhammad loved Minister Farrakhan. Farrakhan loved Waruddin Muhammad. They loved each other so much that I was trying to always get them together. Farrakhan talks about that now. Quran never quits. Always believe how powerful we are. I went out and did it myself. Look at the prophets. You found out man didn't teach them. all of them. Honorable Elijah Muhammad had a great education. He becomes so smart. It's a gift. It's given to us. We all have that same gift. We have that gift. We have to understand. Understand that you are here for a reason. 9 children, then coming one more, so it's 10. But all of y'all educated. All y'all got the ability to perform society. But what are we going to do with it? We have to be able to get our dignity when you say, master, you say bachelor degree, social degree, those are degrees. They didn't think we was qualifying doing that, but you have to understand your ancestor was highly intelligent. When they talk about boats coming here, there was over 150 ships used to come this way before the Caucasian came here. Came from Africa, over here, building Africa, building America, until they stole it. Okay, through the trial and the error, it was all highly intelligent. Bricklayers, engineers, doctors, scientists, that's who we were, but they won't teach that history. They want us deaf, dumb, and blind. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad allowed to raise so many men came from nothing. He said, give me the downtrodden ones. I would teach them. But I came here, we have to give him credit. Came here in the name of Allah. Some of us say it today, hey God. But they take it literally that we are saying that we are God. No, we are the spirit of God. We can call each other God because Allah says in the Quran, I am the God. The, O Allah. But it means it's a moral God if you say, I am the. We was blessed. We are really and truly blessed. The only thing on the face of the planet can make a decision. Satan cannot make a decision. The birds and the bees can't make a decision. Animals cannot make a decision. Sky, the moon, the stars, cannot make a decision. They do the will of God. Because we do the will of God, God gave us the right to make a decision, yes or no. Tell us what to do. Make us do anything. Created us, and we say man, and it's okay. Created a khalifa, and that's a female. Khalifa is a mind, is sensitivity, is love and affection. If you don't have that, you cannot rule in this world. That sensitivity. Female has that gift. The more because she all raised us. Raised by a man, we got to be raised. And there are some men does raise their sons and their daughters, and most of the time it don't work because you got to have that female. That female is a necessity. You are a female, but in what God says, I push y'all to do what you're doing. God says, simple. Why is the man the ruler? Protects. He's got more masculine ability. Do he has more not a friture, the nature in which you were created? No. He has spirit more than you? No. Do he has the God conscious, your taqwa? No. you have ability. If the man ain't present, you take over. Give him his respect. He ain't present, you take over. And I like to use this phrase that husband is fighting that animal or beast or whoever trying to get to those babies. You will run while he's fighting. But let animal, individual get past that mother, I mean that father. You will fight him. All of a sudden that female femininity just went right out the window. She will destroy that animal. Likewise with your mind. When they talk about a child whose name wanted to take Samson down, Goliath, loved him. But for him to recognize who she was, none of them could beat. Samson was beating up everybody. He was that's all a metaphor, but it got your attention. And because of that reason, take to the king's head of y'all, bring 100 pieces of gold and I'll bring you Samson. Well, we were what army? Put me there with my perfume and my silk. Just dropped me right there in the desert. She was crazy, out of her mind. Samson coming here, he's strong and he's brave and looking around like who wants to challenge him and see this pretty young lady. Make a long story short, they begin to love one another. Samson didn't want to do nothing but lay in her lap. Oh, Samson, tell me your weakness. In God. She wouldn't let him touch her anymore. Because he loved her. But now he wants to lay that out. He just pushed him away. You don't trust me. Give me your weakness. My hair. And she cut it all off while he was asleep. The story says. Oh, she cut it all off. She cut it all off. The king's in. Told him, do not harm a hair on his body. Gave her those 100 pieces how she delivered Samson. So she said, where is he? Out there pulling the wheel. Now, no man, because that's how strong he was. He ran out there and looked down and just walked past her. The head, skirt over to the side so he can see her legs, walked right past her. So what do y'all do to Samson? They blind him. So we do said, don't touch a hair on his body. We didn't touch him. Burned his eyes out with fire. It was so lit that he became blind. Now he thought he's a devil. And she was angry that they did that to him and heard her voice, oh, Samson. He wanted to kill her. She was in chains. He jumped in his lap, and he wanted to just crush her and do it. He said, I can help you take down this city. What is the reason for that story? He didn't have muscles like they said he had. He couldn't fight everything and animals and an army. Well, he was tough and strong with of God. His muscles. That represents knowledge. He cut his hair off, lost the knowledge. He was more into her than God himself. Beg God for forgiveness. The story goes on. He told her to get out of here. She led up to the poles and took it down. That is a female. It takes an army to take down a country, is one woman down the whole country. What Allah is saying is you are so powerful. Gave you sensitivity and love and affection that you like to look up at a man. Man that produces, a man that wants something out of life, protects the family. Now, Khadija, she was rich. That's the first messenger of God. But he didn't ask her to marry him. She knew what she wanted, and she went and got it. And look what she ended up with. He had no money. What he had was Allah was going to teach him personally. Took him to her uncle, and the uncle said, man, you met with God. I tell these stories like that. Because I'm going to give you something very unique. Because half the family follow Farrakhan. Other half follows the Emirate Muhammad. He told me when I brought the Mr. Farrakhan together with the Muhammad, 60th anniversary, Hassan, pressing me. Why, you don't return back NOI and T? Return. I never left. Did you lose your family that you now the doctor of the family? Same family. Same love. Same affection. That's what they do to us. Make us think we different. Or we not supposed to be who we to be. Right to do that also. Not your cup of tea. To be this type of person or that type of person. You want to go to Hollywood. You have that choice. You make that choice anytime you want to. This is the real story. There are two prophets. And because these prophets, Jesus and Ibrahim, were strong. When Allah talks about the mothers, about the mother, talks about the mothers. Jesus. The Quran. Talk about how powerful the mothers are. Well, Sarah was old. She couldn't bear children. Story short, Sarah lied. You want me dead? Because back then, they was a freak of nature. You see the lines. The women he can't enter into unless she allow. Kill husband if Pharaoh wants that woman. Sure enough, a lot of them don't want to go with Pharaoh, but they all want to be poor neither. Serve the other women that chose to make allow him to be the husband. Said, Ibrahim, who is that you walking with? My sister. Oh, and lied to her. And, well, you don't want me dead. You tell him you're my sister. Well, long story short, she's ended up with a slave because and kept crawling, meaning something was wrong that you shouldn't touch him, touch her. And so he gave her slave. Back then they called them slave, but they were servants. He said, Ibrahim, you're a very intelligent man, righteous, need a son. I will bless you with a son. How am I going to be able to do that? He's my age. Take. They call her different names, but she's known as Haji. Her name, Haji. Take Haji. Ishmael came. how he was really, really in love with each Israel. God said, give your own begotten son. That's the story. What y'all don't understand is it's not physical, but it gets your attention. He was going to slay only begotten son to prove that Allah is God. Because as my only son, I would take his life for you, Lord. I want to understand, who is Ishmael? Ishmael asked his daddy, if you're going to take my life, did God tell you to do that? Take it. That's two people believe God is great. So I said, hold up. Touch him. That was the reality of what it means about God is first. Then came child for her. Can't have no babies. And she laughed, chuckled. Angel said, question God for a good deed. A woman today would do that. Tried to born another in this world to change the world. What woman will do that? Bless her with another, with her having a child at her age. His name was Isaac. Isaac loved Ishmael. He loved him so much that Sarah said, you got to separate them. You got to separate them because he will never grow under Ishmael. He said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, well, you got to take Isaac out of here. At first, he thought she was being jealous. The will of God. It was the woman that told him to do it. Now, Haji said, you're going to take me into the desert? In the desert? And I don't have you? There's nothing in the desert that grows? Did God tell you to do that? To the desert. Separated Ishmael from Isaac. Because Isaac was the baby. He had to take care of Isaac. He was already taught of Ishmael to be able to do what Allah wants. Sacrifice. It's a long story. The name of that country was called Becca. They changed it to Mecca. They changed it again to Saudi Arabia. So it's not a country of righteousness. Allah says, my whole world, land is my masjid. Abu masjid, Abu masjid Allah. It couldn't be just that part of the country. It's another story, but I want to get to a point. But Haji, the name of Hajj, named after her, Haji. Running from one mountain to the other mountain. When you get tired, you know you're saying it, Haji, 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 and Haji. How did this happen? Got to pass her grave to go around the Kaaba. You got to pass her grave. Who is this woman? Oh, we're right there. Here comes Isaac. And Isaac was chosen to be the messenger of God. Oh. Well, the Jews, not the Irish, I mean the Jews that followed Ephraim, they didn't accept Isaac. Sorry. Yeah, because they said he was done out of wedlock. So Allah had to take all of that and show you that's a lie. There's no such thing as a illegitimate child. Child is a child. Many men that make babies but don't raise them. It takes other men to come in and raise that child. So that's the way the Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace be upon him, he was orphaned. But the key is, who is these two men? What is the story? I start off by telling you that Ms. Farrakhan loves Imam Walidi Muhammad. When he was a little boy, he was handed the Quran. He couldn't even touch the floor. So he was Ismail. But here comes this other child who learned he was Isaac. But what was the sacrifice? They had to separate the two children. Because if not, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who I put as brought us to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if Farrakhan was still in love with him, he would never came back to teach, and so he will not die, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. One was Israel, the other one was Isaac. We don't even know brothers that love each other. Both of them did a magnificent job. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's name, he did. Wonderful Minister Farrakhan. Well, that was our life. And I tell the story that goes more into depth of what the story really means. So, look in the Quran. There's no third party. There's no third party. God talks directly to you. That's why we read Imam Muhammad. We're going to read it, but on December, pull it down, and we'll read the Quran. Some of us want to try to read it, but kept us right there because he knew he put this burden on us, deaf, dumb, and blind. He couldn't put this burden on us and you're running through women and you won't get married. He couldn't put this burden on us and we on drugs and we. So he was wudu. You can't come to prayer until you clean up. Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I didn't come here to teach you religion. One after me will teach you your true religion. He gave us some of us his name, but he wouldn't give you his name. He said, one after us will give you your true name. X. We had to grow. We had to see it. We had to understand it. And we loved it, and that was it. For 3 years, he did a wonderful job. I will match any one of us that came from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and went on to embrace Islam, that was the Muhammad, I will match us against any Muslim on this planet. We don't drink. We don't do drugs. We don't abuse women. We don't run through women. We don't do this. We don't do that. Now, how could that be? A world that's all about sex. Everything is sex, sex. Men going to jail because they got unknown morals. Elijah Muhammad didn't teach us that. What we don't do is stand up and say when they said he had women. No, he didn't. Wives. Big difference. Look at them today. All intelligent, all educated, all of them, children. I don't know what all the women have done. The children speaking today. So they want to separate us. There's no separation. We was taught Lima's you, Kadir, husband ain't present, we're supposed to give our life in his absence. How we loved each other. That's what we was taught. No such thing you can attack any sister, anybody, whether she was single or trying to find a husband. But what is happening? What is happening with us? You too. Degree, somebody says, is there a social degree in the house, a bachelor degree in the house? They don't talk about master degree. There was a doctor in the house. Once you become a doctor, that title earned millions. You can write your story about how you got there. What it takes, the sacrifice to become a doctor. You can't play no games, you can't run heads, you can't do the things a lot of people like to do. Sometimes you can't even go to movies. You got to study. You got to study consistently. And Allah will bless you to be able to, now you can speak to the children. When a doctor come in the room, over. Everything to say. Our books. Got Dr. One of the best writers there. Got his own publishing company. Going on the air and say, offer $100 million for my life story. Giving it to them. To Musa. Musa. Musa is a publishing company. You got all these doctorate degrees. He's working on two more. He said he'll get 20 more. But he got 100 acres of land of Tuskegee. Great grass of Washington. Now, why is he gravitated to me? Told me he was following me for 30 years. Talked to him recently. He just can't let me off the phone. He tells me, why am I coming to him? Go to these major companies. They ain't our country. We just make our books to be able to sell. I'll be, I believe, one of the best sellers. That will take it to another level. Of course, we're going to leave it at home. What we have to do, or to, when they can't see you over the other phone, they don't know how good looking you are, how tall you are, they don't know anything, but they hear your voice. Growing. So I told me yesterday, it's multiplying. Because hear what the woman have to say. And I'll tell you the truth. It wasn't for Sister Clara Muhammad. They got no kind of education. Because no white man could teach me. That's the way I thought. It came University of Islam. Well, my credit, my degree comes from the University of LSR. Now, they go and check it. They can't even find the books. Keep the name alive. Should never die. Sister Clara Muhammad should never die. This is our beginning. I'm saying to y'all, too, one of the reasons I'm on the phone is that communication is powerful. You're right, Salima, too, and sometimes your sister says because she, her absence. But she doesn't understand that she's never absent. When you use that word doctor, doctors are busy. Doctor either deliver babies, doctors a doctor of science, doctor of math, is a doctor. This is always busy. They see the sister holding the fort down, but when you say doctor, everybody that I sent it to, doctor, never heard it, they want to hear it. Because you're a doctor. That's the power you have. You reached that goal. Now you got to give it back. You can't fear of giving it back. I'm giving you a station for, I've been on for 10 years. I push your sister because she's bold. She reminds me of my sister. She just take charge. I'll go to school and then you get on a nerve. She'll leave there for 6 months and then come back again. That's what she want to do. But when you say, "Oh, I want to put you on the rail," no, Ron, I don't want to. I don't want to come out that door. So I said to her, "You can be in your pajamas. They can't see you but your husband." She said, "Yeah, you're right." I said, "Just do what you know how to do." And then she slipped up a few times. And when she told me she gonna bring you, I said, "That's the key. The idea there's a doctor next to your name, even though you're gonna become a doctor. We gotta get past here. We gotta get past this here." So when they say, "Well, she will not be here this week, but she'll be here next week or the following week." That's what doctors do. They got to do what they have to do. And I see, I'm not just speaking about women. I'm pushing the women because a lot of the brothers are stuck on stupid. They think they're supposed to dictate. They think they're supposed to rule. They ain't going nowhere without that female. I know. So I ain't got to tell my story, but I can tell you how I grew in this world. If it wasn't for my mama, why I have grown? Because a woman will make you. I was so in love with my wife, I want to go to work. She said, "I'll be here when you get back. You got to go out that door and go to work." I was a young boy, 16, 17, when she was pushing me. That's what a woman do. She motivates you. She can give you the determination to be all you can be. She look up to you because you're flying. You don't want to do that. You got a problem. A female, everything to society, it came here with us, one soul. One community. Not supposed to be separate. That's what I tell Mr. Simone Farrakhan. I need love for him, and I'm not going to tell my story if I don't let the people. I said this about 25 Caucasians. That's why I'm talking like this. This is how I grew in the world. And we have to understand. Before you start questioning me, understand that we'll always say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We seek refuge, Lord. We have to do that because if we don't preface, we can only agree with the leaders work in the community to benefit the community. They're not there to benefit. They're not our leaders. America, everybody benefits. From the little ones, ones that don't know if they he or she give up on them. Teach them what they have to teach. Upset that you think that you're going against them and they commit suicide, and he could have saved them. He gets very, very highly upset. This man is living, and he said it. I didn't say it. He said, "They took all my vital organs away from me." But that man comes out like he just was born in the world. He don't show no sickness. Sometimes he goes on for hours. Have to beg him, "Okay, it's enough. But he's like that. When you love people, you want to give it all you can give. You know, my wife always say to me, "You got to rest." A rest? Yes, I'll take a rest. I can help. That's what I'm going to go to my grave to. I'm going to help him, and that's barakat. And Allah will give him his reward for his outstanding achievement. Now, Imam Wazdi Muhammad ran this country, and all these Muslims brought many Muslims to Islam, millions. Gone. No more going to be like him. No more going to be like Ms. Farrakhan. Because it don't have to be person now. Y'all together, collectively, powerful. Can you imagine, cut out all these differences, unite 10 million strong. 10 million strong. Don't worry about COVID-19 and all that stuff they talking about. Selling us pork, stop eating it. Alcohol, drugs, we stopped doing it. Prostitution, pimping, we stopped doing it. We cut off the entire country. It was a world within the world. Meaning we wasn't Satan's world, but the world God created who was in our world. And we was, we had everything a man and a woman want. Like Muhammad said, money, good homes, and friendship, and all walks of life. We had neither one of them until we started following him. So now we got away from him. Now they want to bring Malcolm. Love Malcolm. Love Malcolm. It's like a herd of lambs running. Lion, no tiger, no hyena is going to get in that line. We are trampling them together. But if one goes astray by yourself, that's how they get us. But the animal does. Sits there and wait patiently. If you're in that hurdle, they ain't come nowhere near. But if one decides to leave the group, we can't help that. But remember his good for Malcolm. But Ms. Farrakhan announced to the whole world, don't you touch it twice. No, he said it three times. Don't you touch President Obama. Guess what? Kill him. I had no one to stand up like that for Dr. King. But Imam Wazi Muhammad died a natural death. Uncle's death came from, we couldn't help him. They take you by yourself, same people that was trying to win over is the one who killed him. Found out who really did it. And just think about this, brothers and sisters. Men that took the weight, nothing to do with it, he was taught. Take the weight. No joke. I ain't do it. We never, ever, who did what. We don't even talk like that. That's too much power. That's too much power they think we have. We're growing. So This is what I believe. I always believed that I would be all that I could be. I never thought I was going to be in ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO. I never thought that I was going to just met with Bob Iger because he just retired personally when I was in Disney, my children was there. I just came to see all of the children. And he called. You know, Jordan Brand, boy, owner, calls me, and the players came and talked to him. Brother Muhammad said, good name better than gold. The idea y'all two mentions my name. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You couldn't mention my name. I have a name you can mention. Or two, bring these females. I have some great females. She writes for the Muslim Journal. she always gave the modeling contest. Everybody came all the way to see those models. Good. I took her to the world. Sheikh Mohammed, as bad as agent in Dubai, come here. But come here, and she came here and fell in love with us. And I said, see what we can do, sister? You can call Dubai anytime you want now. Brought them to us. We was honored the Honorable Muhammad Ali in Kentucky. And the Kentucky told me that they're going to shut me down. And they ain't going to give me any publicity. So all the brothers and sisters around the country, come in your Greyhound bus. New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Ohio, Connecticut. They all came. Over 890 people. It would have been more. It would have been more if they didn't have that snowstorm. People had to turn around. But those buses came, like I said, and I shocked them. Wait on now. What we can do. We can do anything we put our minds to. If it's already good, it's already written. You just got to go get it. You can give up. You can get lazy. You got to be consistent. And you have to, your patience in Allah. That's who we are. And we don't fear anything. We want, had Booker T. Washington, who only speaks, they pay him good money. 20 minutes. He tell you he's not a speaker. But yet, he does the Juma Navy base. Navy man. But this man is a writer. But when he came on your radio station, God, he just, I was shocked. He didn't skip a beat. Then came the flag man, decorated by President Clinton. I mean, the man took down all these criminals in the corporations. Now he ran his mouth, wanted to help your niece or your nephew, whatever, who she was, who is she. But he wanted to tell you about what's going on, what happened. And you said, next time, we'll do it next time. Now, why are they coming on our radio telling the truth? They feel comfortable. They know you're not a crook. You're a female. Like a mother. You can get things out of. So 9/11 wants to talk. I want to hear that one. I'm waiting for that one. Next time you put me on, we'll put you on 9/11. Then you get the brother from high intelligence. They speak all these dialogues of Arabic. Work for the government. Right, I believe that I have to be careful. What do you mean being careful? I said, you tell them how you would do it. It's simple. He came and gave us some stuff we had never known. You just had him, you had him wrapped around your finger. Had the number one science. This is the number one science in the world. He won it around the world. He won the science. And you got him, he tell you, this is, he want to help your nephew who is in school. I will help him. I'll bring him here and so forth. It's unbelievable. And we had women that really want to talk, but they talking. They come on the air and they talking. It's going to be more. But I told the brother, great show that the man loves him too. And Erica, I call him man sometimes. He says, okay. I said, he loves him too. He said, how can I because you make me big. Join me. Our radio stations together. This one got 20, and this one got 100, and this one got 300, and this one got 500, and this one got 1,000. I got millions. Get into my radio show. Do that. That's what we're supposed to do. It's like sending out anything for people to know. Everybody got their own apps they are in charge with, like Instagram, so far, and Google. All of us got that. One together. You put it all together, and now you got more viewing audience. I gave you mine. Some gave you this one. And it all adds up. Communication, because right now we are cut off for communication. All you hear is rhetoric. All you hear is COVID-19 is the biggest trick in the history of mankind. However, we don't have a vehicle. Talk like that. You get the best. Now, I'm writing a letter. And I'll close on this. You all can say whatever you have to say. I'm quite sure you have a lot to say, you and your sister. Let me say this to you. I'm writing a letter to President Robert Kennedy. That man is bad. He knows the real truth. And he said, while I'm going to get him, he said, I will go on any station that will listen to me. Bill Gates called me. Then I went to see him. Bill Gates said, I need you to help me. He said, help you do what? He said, I need to kill 1 billion people. Said right there, you a devil. Then I'm going to expose you. And he said, he just looked at me. He said, okay. Now, why would he lie? Why he's on the radio talking like that? And he will talk like that anywhere he will go to educate. And I believe that people think that we don't need them, we don't want to be around them, we don't want them to come amongst us. Open our doors. And I believe it. Just like I told her to go get that sister from Dubai, I said, well, how am I going to do that? I'm going to be a failure, but a try. We're going to go get him. We're going to give him a platform. Now you need to have all your doctors, all anybody to ask him the question, real questions of what you understand what's happening. And he's going to tell you where it came from, why he's doing it. It's all about the Benjamin. Ooh. And Bill Gates has been like that for years. Who else going to talk like that? Nobody else. We got the vehicle to do it, and one day we will have our own streamline. Now we don't need nobody. Streamline goes, anyone that turns on our streamline is on there. Now you got to get dressed up, though. You can't just come there. You got to wear your headpiece if you want to, because you didn't get your hair done. But you... yeah, but your lovely minds, your beautiful minds, you've been there. You raised your children. You went through the struggle. That was your struggle. Everything. First comes difficult, then comes ease. And by God, difficult every time that child was born. Well, you're a freak. You have more than one. Allah erases the pain. He don't give you that in your mind. When you put that baby in your arm and you hold it, here come another one. Here come another one. Here come another one. Gifted. And you have to understand that you're gifted. Now, you asked me a question. I didn't... I couldn't answer it. I don't know if you had to get off the phone or I had to. Was that you? Tell me, was that you? You said did you ever hear you live in this world like it's forever and die tomorrow? Can you ask me that question? Alema?
Yes.
Ask me that question.
Now, repeat the question.
You said, did you ever hear that you're supposed to live in this world, you're not going to die? Not, how you say, you said, do, you put it this way, don't think you cannot die tomorrow. Is that the way you asked the question?
Okay, so if you live in this world, and I think the premise is can you live in this world thinking that guaranteed that you will live tomorrow?
Yes, see.
And we all know the answer to that.
Yes.
I think that's the premise and the foundation of that question.
The reason for the question, the reason for that question is you're never supposed to go to bed and think you're going to die. Don't walk around thinking you're going to die. Get that out your head. Because only God, you can shoot a bullet at you straight and the bullet can miss you. Amen. The bullet doesn't touch you. You can be on a plane and 350 people died, but you walked away. So it wasn't meant for you to die. Hmm. A sin different than dying a moral death. It all makes sense, including Jesus. They say he died for your sins. He didn't die for your sins. Sin is a death. You have to clean it up. Because if you're dead, you can't clean it up. Die a sin. You've got to beg God for forgiveness. So you're not morally dead. You morally don't wake up with God. If that bus hits you, he removes you before it touches you. Spirit is up, is gone. We don't die. We evolve. Just like he breathed into us his spirit, he can take us his spirit out of us if we happen to be nothing but mud and dirt. That dirt can't move without that spirit. Spirit is not in the body, can't live. He removes it. Those people that all fell in 9/11, the building went down, most people jumped out the window, saw mud and dirt. Body, the spirit was gone. The spirit, on how it's going to die, has got to be rejudged. Judge you what you have done in the world. Allah is saying to us, live forever. Don't think you're going to die. But don't neglect the hereafter, meaning don't sell your soul for this world to get where you're going. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I heard a lady told me, I won't mention her name because I think she listened. I heard a young lady that said to me, I'm divorcing my husband. I said, divorce your husband? How long have you thought of that? She said, 20 years ago. Well, why was you with him all the time? Because of my daughter. I said, you maintain this female, this male, all them years to make sure the baby grew up. Now the baby's on her own. She just got her bachelor's degree. been wanting to divorce her all the time. I said, well, how did you get peace in the house? I always made him believe that my daughter's first. I'm going to raise her. I said, I like that. Oh, so many children are messed up because we forget how they came here. You delivered it. But the child suffers more than the mother. He can find another man, he can find another woman. That baby, those children, feel as though that they lost their world. Some of them end up doing the despicable things and do grieving. And this is because we don't understand our nature, the gift. God taught us what we should do with that gift. Guess what? That same story I told you about. It's a temporary world. You got to make it through this world to get to the hereafter. Now, tell me where Sarah is going. Tell me where Haji is going. You tell me where Khadija is going. You tell me where all these wives that did their job. Because this is a temporary world. So goodness is what gets you into paradise. You got to work for it. Have to work for it. Every nature is the same. We got away from our nature and we say to ourselves, from Allah we came and Allah we return. Where are you returning to, sister, brother? Where? Up in the sky? Because we earthly people. But where is it? God says right here on earth. So we're not going anywhere, but Satan's world, he created it. Like this. Allah just sent it to me. He said, come here, Jabir, look in the world that I created. Oh, my Lord, how anybody can go crooked in the world as beautiful as that. Think of the eye. That's a metaphor. And look at it when the jinn and man in this world. Oh, my Lord, how could anybody go straight in a world as crooked as that? Well, that's the world that man created. The world that Allah has created is heaven. Beautiful. There's no jealousy. Don't get old. Nothing, you don't have to work no more. You got to work to make it to God's paradise. That's where we come from, paradise. So sometimes we can't think about other people and what do other people do. Well, what am I going to do? Because you got to stand on your own 2 feet to get an agenda. That was Muhammad taught me. When you think you're doing bad, well, your mind, you upset. He said, know how you get better? Doctor told me that. Go find one sicker than you are. You go and pay attention to that person, all of a sudden all that go out the window. Oh Lord, I pray that I'll never be like this. You don't see others and you don't observe what others have done just for you. And you don't get in your money, your education, your ego. Well, for that one, I'll get you in heaven. God judges the heart, male and the female. We've got the same heart. Judge nothing what you say. Mistakes. Trying to please God. He's going to judge you because the preacher or the imam, or the rabbi, to all the women, preaching. He preached. God knows his heart. That's what he judged. We are Muslims. Yes, we are Muslims. What is a Muslim? Muslims are not just us. Allah's the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace upon him. Muslim ain't not just one that follows Ms. Farrakhan or Mayor Wallace D. Muhammad. Nature is peace. Your nature to teach, live your life, your religion, as if, in fact, understand that I gave you being at a fitra, nature in which you created. Turn back to your nature while you live. That's what it means by from Allah we came, and Allah we came here, and Allah leave here. Where are we going? We're not going nowhere. We're going to be judged. Father, and he was a Christian. He said, you know, Ra, I'm going to heaven and I want to talk to Solomon and see how many wives he able to deal with 900 wives or 950. It got me, but I did like the idea. He knew he was going to heaven. Phil, you're going to heaven because you're in heaven right now. Don't realize that you're in heaven right now. Peace of mind, you giving back, you got your degree, you out there being just a loose woman. No, you in heaven. You gotta stay there all the way to your grave. You have to stay there. Now, I'm not knocking any female that don't have a husband. But there's so many men out there be just like Sarah was. Sarah looked for her husband. Hajji look for her husband. Oh, look, they all find the Khadija picked her husband, and he was an employee. Something about him knew he turned the business around. About business, the female picks him. Think we pick her? She picks you. I was seeing a movie with what's her name? Houston. Whitney Houston. And Bobby said he kept bumping into her. And she did about three times. And she said, well, why you keep bumping into me? He said, because I wanted to. He said, that's what got him. He said, and that's how they came together. Now, that's but she knew what she wanted. Knew what she wanted. That's what a female does. She know you, understand you, she'll go get you. You wonder why the Christians get more of the Islamic brothers than the Islamic sisters. Why? Because they know what they want. They know I'm going to stop there. Hey, I don't know if you're married, I'll find out. Some of them don't even care because they know that's a man. That's a real man. That's a man that, yes, you don't get along too much. You got to rule the house is yours. But my wife can't tell me what car to buy, but she can make a suggestion. I prefer the green. She prefers the green, and she going to ride it. And I'm going to think I'm going to get green if I want some peace. So this is the, we need to have classes to teach why we stay together. Because no one knows, frankly speaking, that this is a temporary world. This world ain't going to be here for him. He going to kill his trees and his animals and his flowers and his sun, the moon, and destroy it over Satan when he created this. He didn't create him to be a devil. No, he could be a devil. He chose to be that. But he ain't going to destroy his world. That. I mean, there'll be, you should be too much intelligence. So I said, my father, talking about him, speaking to him in his to the spirit, because I said to him, I found out those wives, nothing about, and nobody can 950 women go through them. I don't care if you got a green pill, black pill, or any other kind of pill. It wasn't created when he died. You can't do that today. So what happened? The women is community. So you are a community, Nadira. You are a community, Salima. And act as my wife from the neck up. And I act as your husband from the neck up. Because of that, from the neck down, you got a husband. From the neck down, you don't want me, so it's not what that's all about. It's about a community. So 950 women ran this community. We call them wives. So no such thing as that happening. So we have to be a community. And I said, in the absence of your husband, take the bullet. We gave our name and we gave our life to protect this community. So I'm going to say here on the air, me and Ms. Farrakhan was together and the bullet was coming. I would jump in front of that bullet, give my life to save his life. Why? Because of his wisdom. I cannot do what he does. I can bring a great deal of money, make people richer than they could be, but I cannot take 3-4 million people and teach them and their children how to be everything they could be. Why would I want to live here longer than him? If Minister Farrakhan and Imam Wallace D. Muhammad was present, and the bullet, I don't know which one is going to hit, I would jump in front of the bullet of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. And you say, why? That's not because I love him. Minister Farrakhan raised the deaf, dumb, and blind, and look where he took him. But that's one-third of the human being. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad taught all humanity, to the point that he went to the Vatican, did something no one would ever dream of doing, and walked at least 20 steps and the priest got up and he kissed him on his cheek, raised his head on his shoulder. Then he kissed him on, well, he kissed him. He kissed him on his cheek. And that was Jesus and Muhammad coming together. These men know revelation. They don't teach it to us. Hope knows revelation. He knew when he spoke, unbelievable. He made him an ambassador to go around the country. He made these brothers, and again, I'll close on this. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, 30 men that writes the Quran every year. Give it away, but they can't give it away. It's approved by seven different countries. When the Imam goes to Saudi Arabia during that time, sits amongst the seven, gave him the name Doctor. Never wore it. Call him Doctor. Because he understands the Quran and them. Sense of the word. Read it. Speak it. Whole lot of them around us can't comprehend it. That's why they call him a doctor. Now, from the seed of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the wound of Sister Claire Muhammad, you look at that, you see how all this had grown, and how we came out of that womb, call it the womb, class womb, babies. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad was giving us birth. It's the crowd, Muhammad. That's where all started from. Cannot stop. Farah. We have to thank Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad put out, was not teaching what he was teaching. He said, he's our savior. He walked him to the door, because usually the soldiers walk you to the door. Mama, God tells you that he's God. He said, Lord, for himself. When they brought him back, go get Wallace. Wallace, he went to Philadelphia teaching the Quran. Imams got together, the ministers got together and said, do what your son is teaching. Sick. Said, well, put it on. Let me hear. Teaching the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jumped up and clapped his hands and said, by golly, my son got it. He was doing for us. He was saying, dude, they ain't ready for that. You ain't going down Sajda prayer. You know, we're going to stand upright in Kayer. Surely I turned myself to be Allah, to one who created the creation of the heavens and the earth. That's just how we learned. We were being taught. We were being taught. Now we're the most powerful people. The man said we so powerful because God gave us this gift. Following them. Into them. And all over the country is fighting each other, chopping heads off, chopping women's heads off. Now, don't do that. We ain't savages like that. But if we will come together, again, I repeat, she's a doctor. She's blocked. She don't feel inferior to you, and she don't feel she's better than you. That's her family. Don't become a doctor, and more become a doctor. I would love to have all my children doctors, but I can't push them to do that. We are family. We are one ummah. We are one community. We are man and woman. God did not separate it. One soul. One soul. In your house, that's one. You and him are one. Already you could fight, but when it's all over, don't knock on that door and mess with my husband. Knock on that door and mess with my wife. You're one, and that's the way the community is ought to be. And I'm trying to push, and there's going to be more. Come on the air, give we are created to be. We're supposed to be upright human beings. Seek refuge in God. Only way, you don't need no scientists or no imam or minister over top of your family. You go right to the Quran. It's there, you don't question it. You don't question it. You don't ever question God. Now, they tell you that Moses God to give him Aaron. Well, he asked God when he told him to go tell Pharaoh what I said. But yes, they had to give it to you because you couldn't connect the dot. So Aaron was your ego. It wasn't no physical man. It was your ego. And you could tell Pharaoh what to do. You can't tell Pharaoh what to do. That's why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or the Muhammad, surely Ms. Farrakhan says, Allah will take care of this. You gonna pray with God? He knows. He warning you. It's gonna happen. All these things are gonna happen. You can't get caught up in it. That's my humble opinion. I wanted to just prove that love for some work to do before I leave here is to make us successful and making this world have finance to do the things you need to do. There's 10 million of us. $1 is 10 million. You get $10, 10 million. $100, oh, you're a billionaire. Or nobody. But collectively, got a problem. The problem is, as I said, the Miss Farrakhan, on the hell of the money. Man, we don't even have it yet. We're going to control this. Well, Miss Farrakhan, because he ain't robbed nobody. Millions. I haven't robbed nobody. I've made millions and have millions. Don't take a broke person or a wannabe or someone that you put in position to not be able to have the female the money, because the money is for the community. Our trucks together, we buy our restaurants together. People have franchise all over this country. And voting. We'll vote them in, vote them out. Simple. We're powerful. We don't even know it. Good call. Humble opinion. And you know, you on that line, and so opinion until you decide we're going to close out.
Thank you, Uncle Moran. You know, this has been an honor and a process being on the air and bringing that balance. I think you mentioned several things about the show. We've had the world scientist, Dr. Harmeesh Pandey. We've had Dr. Khalilah Ali, and all the contributions of the guest has been enormous and wonderful. And we started this show, Dr. Muhammad and I, dedicating it to our mother, Hadia Al-Amin Muhammad, also known as Alice Oax. We also spoke of our father, Abdullah Muhammad, also known as Robert 7X. And I pay homage to them for giving us that balance of knowledge, the good, the bad, the indifferent. Because it all makes us whom we are today. Dr. Muhammad, if you can offer your final words on your experience this year on the show and how you can be reached. Thank you so much.
Yes, I just want to thank you, Sister Salima, and of course, our dear, beloved Brother Murad, for such a beautiful exegesis and introduction regarding the stories of Abraham's sons, Ishmael and Isaac, and how you related that to the unification of our Muslim communities. And I just want to thank you for that. and we are all servants of Allah. Whether we say that we're followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, or we came through Warfian Muhammad, we're all one community. And you really brought that out, and I appreciate your expression. I appreciate your interpretation of the Bible and the Quran. And I just thank you for this platform, for giving me the opportunity to come out of my shell. You did say that Sister Salima is quite the bold one and the fiery one, and I am the mild-mannered one. She comes with the fire, and I come with air, and I come with water. But I thank you for the opportunity, because if it weren't for you and Allah, of course, Allah first and foremost, working through you, I would not be on the show to be able to give any type of opinion or share with the community some of the things that I have learned through higher education. But most importantly, I want to say, and I really mean this, the greatest gift that a parent could give any child is the knowledge of Allah, God. And the transformation that you want to see in others begins with the transformation of yourself. So I want to thank the both of you for this opportunity. Peace be unto you and the community at large.
All praise is due to Allah.
So wonderful to hear those words. Your father, my mentor, I was in business at 16 years old, actually 14. Every building I brought was cost to him. He kept saying, he even went so far as to say, we're going to go get these trucks. I said, what are we going to do with old mailbox truck? He said, we're going to gut them, and we're going to have meal on the wheel. And so he was very intelligent, very articulate. He was educated, and that's why he was the president of Cornerstone. I had love for him and love for your mother. And when I met Salima, she was helping me with my mother. Meanwhile, she had her mother. Then she said, well, I'll tell you about my mother. And when she told me about her, I said, that's too much accolades for me. She said, well, she's in a coma now, but I'm going to ask her again. Came out of that coma, y'all was riding around. He said, who? You talking to Uncle Murad? That's a good man. That got me. That blew my mind. I said, okay. Came together, and I when I could see, it's like what you would call it, a rock, diamond, a jewel. Clean diamond, and that's what y'all are, and you're right. We can be on top of the mountain, and we can't see down at the bottom. That's why it's a pyramid, because you got one eye. Those only a few can see, but them down there, we benefit, because that's why it's so wide at the bottom, because there's so many people that is deaf, dumb, and blind. But I want to say this to you, Doctor. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I know how long you're studying to get where you're going. But to say those words, you hit everything. That means so much to me. Because you the one, Imam told me, he said, you know who's a good speaker? He said, the one that can speak to the intelligent. One that can speak to the deaf, dumb, and blind. You ain't a speaker. So who you talking to? Talking to a female that is, in fact, beautiful, Bentley, Rolls Royce, Ferrari. It can't go anywhere without no gasoline. And knowledge is that gasoline that motivates. That's what we're supposed to do, motivate each other. Because I can see 1,000 of you, 1,000 of Salima, see females just wanting to come and tell their story. This is what it's all about. And that's how we will grow. And one day we'll grow, people pay for millions of people listening. So here I'm getting $1 million because, why? I don't prove that I got 3-4 million people listening. About 5 to 10 million people listening. That's not just my money. Everybody gets paid. At least one gets paid. Why? That's what we're supposed to do. And we enjoy doing it. That's the good thing about it. We enjoy doing it. You can't vision in your mind. Now, my engineer said, Murad, I know as you're getting tied up with a lot of people trying to help them. He said, but go look at your library. He said, if you got 3 million now, you got 9 million going to your library. He said, that's because when you speak from your heart, and you use the Quran on an everyday language. Simple. To our listeners. I said, well, what I'm doing now? He said, you're getting on this one, you're getting on that one. He said, leave them alone. He said, do me a favor, take a rest. And I started listening to myself. I don't listen to myself. I started listening. I said, is that me? That me? There's no notes here. We was taught well. Ms. Farrakhan, still at his age, he looks at notes that you give him, that you remind him of, but it comes from the will of Allah. You say Bismillah, if you say with God's name, if you say in the name of Allah, Allah knows your heart. You're calling on him.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up that hard drive, that which you store, real computer. But if that only difference from that computer, spill water on it, it's just go blank there. No, nothing there. Put the water on this computer, and my God, you can go for hours talking about the things that motivates the human being that's already in your nature. There. It's right there. That's why Musa said, I'll get 5 or 20 more degrees. You heard it on your show, he said that. I'm going to study to my grave. That's what God says. Study from the cradle. Now, everybody thought the cradle was that infant. No, it's not that infant that's one. That infant is pure. They're not a part of this world. Just an infant. Study from the cradle to the grave, meaning if you don't have that and you come into a new knowledge, you continue and you get more all the way to your grave. You don't give up. Sisters and my beautiful family, my lovely, lovely women, I believe that this is the beginning. I will put everything behind you all to do what you have to do. Everything, one thing a person needs, simple common sense. As given in the womb of our man gives us knowledge. We have to balance that with our 5 senses, our common sense. Use it consistently, repeatedly, continually. Don't give up on everything is based on the 5 senses. Blessing for the mother. Close out. I want to thank you to the bottom of my heart. I'll do this any day. Good listeners. And coming from a doctor, went into this classroom and heard something that follows her soul and messing up her mind. She walking out of that room. She ain't wasting her time. Thank Allah that you listen and the way you gave it back, everything, the Quran. The Quran is not those individuals that you read. The Quran is you, it was Moses, Jesus, Abraham. And when the mayor of Ms. Farrakhan said, "I am Jesus Christ," he said that, I laughed and everybody come running to me and said, "Ms. Farrakhan, well," I said, "No, brother, y'all don't understand. You Jesus, and don't even know it. You Moses, Abraham, everything in that Quran is a picture to teach you what life is, because they've been through all of it." So that's what I tell you that I got that one day. He was teaching me for 22 years, Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. And 4 years before he passed, he said, "You're good. Your comprehension is tremendous. Some of these imams call me and waste my time. They could go through their own research and get that answer. But you got me going into the Quran." He said, "Now, what you have to do, get those fairy tales out of your head." I said, "What? Sounds good." He said, "But Allah is talking directly to you." It goes for the woman, child. Pick it up, you read what God is saying. He's not talking about those characters. Metaphor to show you what the world is all about. I said, "Whoa." 4 years now, he's been gone about, 9 years. I learned to read the Quran. Talk to me. And that's what everybody, and I get it. I'm not trying to be better than anybody, because know what the Quran says. If the female can read it better than you, should read it. Ain't no such thing as man or woman. That's why you could say subhanAllah, not doing Juma. You have a right to say subhanAllah, brother, subhanAllah. God is the best knower. You was wrong. The man said, if she can read it better than you, give it to her. Let her read the Quran. Because that has nothing to do with identity or masculine. That has nothing to do with that. Something to do with the spirit. Something to do with your God consciousness. Allah is talking directly to the children the same thing. And he told me, if you get stuck, don't stay there. Go to the next surah, the next surah, the next surah, and you probably will see what you missed in the surah that you didn't understand what it was. Because Allah teaches you. I taught Muhammad. Muhammad only represents all of the prophets. Why we give him, now I'm going to say this. No one can misconstrue what I'm saying. No perfect man on the planet, including Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's a man. Tell him, Muhammad, you're a mortal human being just like them. But what made him perfect? Only thing that makes him perfect is when you read the word God. And he did it for 23 years in reciting the Quran. He can't take credit for it. He recited it. So when he did that, he was perfect. When he wasn't reading the Quran, he was just like you and I. He had trouble with his wife, this what happened, that happened, this what happened, so and so. Yes, he's human. But when you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, come in saying with God's name or in the name of God, now you're going to tell them what God said. Now you're perfect. Alhamdulillah. Hey, Salima. Boy, you can talk.
Thank you again. This has been magnificent. If you need to reach Murad Muhammad, you can do so at Murad, M-U-R-A-D, speaks@yahoo.com. This program is sponsored by New Africa Excellent, Murad Speaks. Dr. Muhammad, if you can give out your contact information.
Yes, Dr. Nadia, all one word, one@gmail.com, DRNABIA, one@gmail.com.
This has been a show, a New Year's treat, as Dr. Muhammad said. The Murad Muhammad bringing us a foundation from where we began, gave us the meaning of that so that we have an understanding of where we are and where we can go. In Allah's world, the efforts are limitless. We can move forward effortlessly. And as Uncle Murad stipulated in my dear, dear, beautiful spiritual mother, Sister Marilyn, used to always say, this is in Quran. After difficulty comes ease. So as we move forward, brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. We're in for an exciting new year. Thank you again to our sponsor, Murad Muhammad, for being on this show today to bring us that balance, that wisdom, to aid us moving forward in our new year. Thank you. Again, this program is sponsored by New Africa Excellent, Murad Speaks. Thank you for joining us today.
Love all of you. I shall return. I shall return.
We will return next week. Assalamu alaikum and have a blessed day.
Happy New Year to all of you. Peace and love.